What's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr. Welcome to another episode of the Money Mondays podcast. It's been a few weeks, so thank you for always tuning in, man. Shout out to everybody who is out here grinding. You know, hopefully you listening to this while you're working or just being productive, man. Quick announcement. So for the month that I'm recording this on Cyber Monday, and I just want to let you all know that for our financial coaching service, we are taking 85% off, right? So originally, it's usually $350 for a one-on-one session. Right now, you can get it at $55, like literally. So go to abundanceuniversity.net, go to the show notes, and click on the link and take advantage, right? And it's not just for just one day, it's for the whole 2023, right? Rest of 2023, that is valid. And I just, again, I want as many people to have that confidence and that plan going into 2024. So again, book your one-on-one session with me, and let's get to it, man, for sure. So hopefully you had a good holiday weekend. Hopefully if you work, shout out to you, because you are definitely important, and hopefully somebody brought you a plate, you feel me? So but I wanted to use this time in this episode to really talk about a few tips that I think are essential to talk about when we come into this holiday season, right? A lot of people did some Black Friday sales. Obviously, I just promoted a Cyber Monday deal, but I wanted to really give you all some tips that I think can help you as you go through this season. So let's talk about the first one, right? First tip is to map out your month, right? When it comes to the month, you might have some birthday parties, holiday parties. There are certain people who you know you got to get gifts for. And you also, with those parties, come certain outfits, right? Like people are doing ugly sweater parties and things like that. So you want to map out, okay, what are you doing in this holiday season, right? For me, this holiday season is always crazy for me, because my dad's birthday is December 16th. My wife's birthday is December 22nd. Then we have Christmas. Then I do some Kwanzaa festivities with some people that I roll with. And then my birthday on January 1st. So it gets crazy. So I got to map out, again, what we're spending with the kids. And, you know, again, we're all sending each other our Christmas lists and birthday lists. So, you know, being able to plan, all right, how much am I spending on my wife? Which, you know, she got the unlimited budget if she's hearing or listening to this, right? And then, you know, what are we getting for the kids? So my wife and I, we sit down and talk about which gifts we're getting for the kids, and then who's going to get the other stuff. Grandma, grandpa, uncle, auntie, everybody got to participate in that, right? But again, being able to map out the purchases, the plans, and the price, that's super important as you go throughout this holiday season. All right. Now, the next tip is, when shopping, low to high everything, right? And when you're on those websites and you're, you know, even when you go in the store, go to the clearance rack first, go to low to high, because there's some items that we want or we request, we desire, and sometimes they're on, you know, you can get them for cheap, right? A lot of people are trying to get rid of inventory, so they're having Cash App sales on Facebook. They're having blowout deals. When I get done recording, there's some shoes that are originally $200 plus tax. Now they're on sale on Cyber Monday for $80. So I ain't going to hold you. I'm about to cop. But remember, y'all know my motto. Whatever I spend in shoes, I'm putting in the savings. So, but again, that low to high, look at the sales that's coming up for people who you know you're going to buy gifts for. I know for our family, a lot of our family loves candles. So, you know, we about to hit up the people who got candle sales, right? We're not about to buy, you know, them at full price because there's sales going on, right? A lot of people want shirts and you know, my son wants this hoodie and I'm just waiting for them to put the hoodie on sale, right? Or I'm going to sign up for the little 10% off so I can save money on that hoodie. Like, low to high everything. That's the motto that we follow, all right? The next tip is you want to avoid overcompensating. Like, I know it's holiday season. I know we can get in our emotions during this time, a lot of seasonal depression, a lot of seasonal grief, a lot of seasonal anxiety, a lot of just seasonal everything, right? But we don't want to have seasonal splurging. You want to be able to limit the excessive purchases. Again, don't feel like you got to buy everything, you know, this holiday season, right? Tax season is around the corner. You know, maybe this is the opportunity to recognize what are the most, one thing I do with my son, I look at his list and I say, baby, what is the top two items on this list? Where it's like, if I don't get nothing else, I get them two, I'm good. And then he'll tell me, and I make sure we get those gifts by far. Now, some other stuff might fall by the wayside, but every time it's his birthday, every time it's holiday season and Christmas, I'm always asking him that question because that's what's important. Like, what's the ones that's going to make me feel great? Not just putting stuff on the list and just getting it when you know it's not going to yield any, like, they're going to throw it away in the next year and they're going to forget about it in 6 months, right? That's what we want to avoid. So don't overcompensate this season because whatever year you had, you want to make sure you make up for it on the back end. Don't do any of that. And that brings me to the next tip. Avoid using that credit card. Avoid using that credit card. By all means, if you can't get it on with cash, that debit card, don't buy it. Don't get into debt to create a feeling for a day that comes every single year, right? A season that happens every single year. Don't do that. Be confident that, hey, I may not have been able to afford everything on the list or do everything that I wanted to do this holiday season. But then that means you need to sign up for financial coaching so we can create a strategy on how you're going to go forward into 2024 and make that the productive year that you needed to be. Because again, let's be real. Christmas comes December 25th every single year. So it shouldn't come by surprise, right? It's not like a flat tire, right? Like that's a surprise. Getting a flat tire is a surprise. Christmas should not be a surprise, right? So don't, you know, if you should be getting the, like, some people get seasonal jobs, right? Like they want to work to make, do the seasonal job in January. Do the seasonal job in February, March. Put that, like, use the beginning of the year to hustle while it's cold, you know what I mean, and we not doing too much. That way your summer, you know, your spring, summer, and fall can be cool, and you don't have to worry about, like, being out with all these maniacs trying to buy stuff last minute. Like, just shift how you make the money and how you plan for Christmas and the holidays. And part of that is, again, doing it at the beginning of the year. So at the end of the year, you're not falling into credit card debt. You're not falling into unnecessary stress. Like, we want to avoid all of that by any means. All right. Now, the last one, matter of fact, I got a couple more. and this one is honestly something that I just thought about because of Thanksgiving. But this tip is simple. I want you to keep cooking. That's right. I want you to keep cooking. That's the tip. Avoid overspending in food this season, right? I know it's cold, right? And most of, you know, where we're located, you don't feel like cooking. Nah, keep cooking. There's food at home, right? And if it ain't no food at home, order some groceries, right? Click list and deliver the groceries. Like, make it so do not overspend on food this holiday season. All right? Please don't. Don't do that. All right. Now, this is a bonus. This is for those who have kids, right? So for them, this is a tip for kids. Any money that they touch, right, they get from whether it's their birthday this month or just, you know, Christmas, they have to save half of it. That's bottom line. They ain't no, I ain't got to explain it, right? They kids, we going to make them save. Develop the habit now. Make them save half of it. And then whatever they want to do with the other half, that's on them. But we want to make sure that they are saving and getting to a point where every year they have money from the previous year. And eventually they can buy something bigger than, you know, a game or some shoes, right? So that's what I challenge all of you parents to do with our kids. Any money that they get, they have to save half. And if they don't have a bank account, get them one. And watch how they think about money, right? I do this with my son. I think I've talked about it in some of the previous episodes. Like, he got money for his birthday. We save a half of that. He actually saved more than half. But just that mindset that he has now, he's like, oh, yeah, I got some money saved up, right? And he feels good when he says that. And he's 12, right? So I know he's going to get some money this year. I know his great-grandmother is going to give him some money. He going to save half of that. He going to save half, right? So just continue to pour into the next generation with good financial habits. It's not just about the gifts. It's about the habits as well. All right. So hopefully these tips were good for you. Again, if you need help creating a strategy, creating a plan around your finances, sign up for a one-on-one session. It is on sale right now. 85% off, right? $55 for an hour with me, and we will get your finances together, right? Not just for the holiday season, but for years on years to come. All right. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Money Mondays podcast. It's Lawrence Kane Jr. Make sure you subscribe, whether you're listening to this on any of the podcast platforms. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you are not and you're watching this on YouTube. And remember that financial success happens on purpose and success does not visit the lazy. God bless.